Good day, Friend the Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Vinny Milburn, who is the co-owner and fishmonger at Greenpoint Fish and Lobster in Brooklyn. Greenpoint is a new fish market and raw seafood bar that specializes in carrying local and sustainable seafood and is doing a great job. So welcome, Vinny. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. When did you and your co-owner form Greenpoint?
Well, we've been thinking about it for about 2 years. I have a background in seafood, wholesaling from Boston. My family has a wholesaler company up there, and I was down in New York, and I couldn't find anywhere to get some fresh seafood in my neighborhood of Greenpoint in Brooklyn. So I decided with my partner, Adam, to just go for it ourselves, and we worked on it for about a year, doing little pop-up shops and events in different backyards or on boats, or just to kind of get people interested, and then while we raised money to build out the shop. So it's been quite a while, and we've been open about a month now.
Wow. That's, you know, it's tough starting out, but I assume you've been busy already.
Yeah, it's been really busy. Luckily for us, there's a lot of people that live in North Brooklyn that want fresh seafood, and there's really nowhere to buy anything. So, you know, we do have the market cornered there, but we just have a really high quality seafood, and it's a casual environment. People seem to be enjoying it so far, so we've been really busy every day. It's been really great.
Okay. Then was I correct in that you're basically bringing in almost all local and sustainable species, or?
Yeah, we like to have a focus on seasonal and traceable species that we can feel good about serving to people. So we bring everything in whole and break it down ourselves in the morning, and people can come by in the morning, and our fish cutters are working right in the window, and people can see breaking down fish. And the local, I get a lot of fish from fishermen in New Jersey, in Long Island, out in Montauk, as well as Boston, Cape Cod.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty good so far.
I assume that you're serving items too that maybe people they're not the most common items,
sure,
but they're sustainable, and you're probably educating people about them.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about the shop is that we'll be able to, we run out of stuff a lot because it's just, I have what's fresh that day.
Okay.
So people can come in and they've never heard of something, but maybe, you know, I had someone came in and bought some redfish from me the other day, and they absolutely loved it, but they had never had it. I think they'll probably be back in again buying more when I get more in. So it's very great to be able to educate people and to introduce them to new seafood that they might not have been able to if they went elsewhere.
Definitely. And then what, do you work with a few local distributors, or are you working directly with some fishermen?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I kind of like to put the feelers out there and see what's fresh and what's going on, you know.
Okay. Do you want to say any of the companies that you work with that are doing a good job of supplying you?
Red's Best in Boston, John Eagle Company in Boston, that's my family. George's Bank in Boston, there's Viking Village in New Jersey. I have a couple guys who are just fishermen out in Montauk, pretty good. A lot of different people.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you have a good supply there. And, you know, one thing I was interested in asking you about is that you didn't just form a retail shop, you did a retail shop and oyster bar. So it's kind of a unique combination that I don't see a lot. I was kind of curious why you decided to do that.
Well, the market is great, but we have the space that we ended up moving into in Greenpoint. It was a cafe before, and we had all this, we had the hood system and the ventilation and walk-ins, and everything was kind of in place for it. And, you know, the ability to have a little raw bar and a place where we can cook allows us to move all the product that may not be selling in the retail market, or maybe we just bring some in. People want to try something before they buy it. So it's helps us to move the product and keep things coming in. As long as we keep getting fresh things in, we cook them in the restaurant portion, and it's been pretty good so far.
Oh, that sounds great. So you're obviously serving a lot more than oysters there.
Oh yeah, it's a full raw bar, but then we also have a menu that changes daily, sometimes multiple times a day, which can get a little frustrating. But if some squid's not moving in the retail market, we'll bring it over and fry it up on the grill, and then serve it as a special for the night. And people really respond to the specials a lot more than just the regular, what's on the menu.
I bet. And it's such a smart way to work with shrink in the seafood industry, and be able to get around that somewhat. So congratulations on that. Do you have a full-time chef then to handle that?
Yeah, my partner Adam pretty much handles the cooking aspect of the business. He comes up with the recipes and figures out what we can do with it, and so he handles that portion.
Okay. Well, I know it's been early for you, but how popular has your shop been, as well as the oyster bars?
It's been busy every day, which is great. Especially this time of year is the slow season. But I think starting in the fall, we're going to get even busier. It's a steady pace throughout the day, and then at night for dinner, there's a lot of people that come in, and a lot of people that come in to buy fresh seafood on their way home from the subway. So they can go bring it home and cook dinner for themselves.
Okay. Very, very great. And then are people more interested in the retail shop or the oyster bar? Is it kind of both?
I think it's both. Like I said, there's really nowhere else to buy seafood, so everyone's pretty excited. I know a lot of people have been telling me that they were going into Manhattan to buy fresh fish, and it's kind of a long trip on the subway, and it's nice to have something in the neighborhood where you can come in and you can come talk to me, and I'm behind the counter, and I'll tell you everything you need to know. And if you need tips on cooking it, I can grab Adam, who will come over and tell you how you can season it, cook it, prepare it, serve it. It's been pretty, both of them have been pretty popular.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations. I'm really happy for
you
guys, for, serving a need there, and just helping the seafood industry along as well.
Sure.
So, thank you for your time today. It was really nice speaking with you, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you so much.